Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Chicago Line is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Janae's Uniform Center, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
And good afternoon and welcome to Z Live on Guardian Radio at 96.9 FM. This is Pearly in the house for day two. That's scary to say for day two. But I'm here. Hope everybody is all right. It's really hot out there. Please keep hydrated. I walked outside and I ran right back inside. I'm going to be so scared to see my BPL bill. But it's hot. If you want to call in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and text powered by BTC 422-4796. Call, we talking about everything today. We can get one hot one in today. I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but I was listening to the intro song, Not Afraid to Take a Stand, so we can see today. What's happening in The Guardian this morning? Front page, Pintard wants fairness in citizenship grants. FNM leader says transparency needed on immigration decision. Police report an armed robbery and sex assault. Yay! Road repairs on New Providence underway. Some potholes in Nassau. Financial and accounting officers promotional exercise nearing completion, minister says. And Pintard, Fiscal Responsibility Council not fulfilling its legal mandate. And that spills right over into the business page where he says they're not fulfilling their legal mandate. And AG office drafting bill to give government more power to restore downtown. That's been a nagging thing for everybody. Some downtown businesses express concern about cruise port passenger flow. So we got a couple of good things we could talk about, but you know what everybody in Nassau are talking about. I need your opinion on this one. The leader of the opposition put out a statement yesterday claiming that the minister responsible for national security, the Honorable Keith Bell, instructed immigration to release some Chinese workers who were at the Hilton, what I call the British Colonial Hilton. And then he ordered them, they were rounded up. Let me put it this way. Immigration picked them up because they had no work permit, according to immigration. The minister tell them to let them go. The minister made a statement today saying some irregularities occurred, and once the irregularities were cleared up, everything is okay. Now, I trying to be very guarded how I deal with this, so you're not going to talk about this more than me. So, but my whole thing is, I can't accept that irregularities. What are the irregularities? What gone down? What happened? Why was this done? You know, and I guess the opposition is very upset about this. A lot of people upset about this. And people done calling in, so let's get right to the lines. Callie, you on the line.
Well, good afternoon, Burley. How you doing?
Top shape.
This is Dwayne Sands, chairman of the Free National Movement. I think Bahamian should be deeply offended that there is this person who ostensibly holds an elected office who believes that whatever buck up goes, what he decides about the interpretation of the law and the enforcement of law is entirely up to him. And so you have peace officers, immigration officers, who, on the basis of information in hand, determined that there were people flouting the law of the Bahamas. And with one phone call that the Honorable Minister did not deny, what he basically said was, as far as he was concerned, this was a fixable problem, and to hell with the laws of the Bahamas. Now, what message does that send? Not just in immigration, but as it relates to all of the laws of the country.
Mm-hmm.
That the minister who decides who gets citizenship, where they get citizenship, now determines whether somebody who is breaking the law, and there's no, he did not deny that these immigrants were breaking the law. But as far as he was concerned, these irregularities, as he described them, could be easily fixed. And I think this is a dangerous precedent. Probably not a precedent for him, but as far as he's concerned, he's the be-all and end-all. You know, we want to know, you know, how is it that he could fix these irregularities? Did they advertise the jobs for Bahamians to possibly apply for them? Or was this a fait accompli that this was only a job for Chinese workers?
Now, would it have been an agreement with the construction company to bring X amount of foreign workers, as they did for the Point, as they did for others, and the paperwork just wasn't through? I'm trying to be devil's advocate here, and the paperwork just didn't get through, and these people came into work?
There is no devil's advocate,
okay,
because no heads of agreement is going to say that the heads of agreement supersedes the laws of the Bahamas.
Fair enough.
Okay? And so while you may have an understanding that a certain number or percentage of workers at the Point, for instance, it was to be initially 80-20 and then ultimately become primarily Bahamian, right?
Uh-huh.
All of the workers still have to fill out immigration applications, have to be vetted by the Department of Immigration, and have a valid work permit in order to enter the country. So remember that the policy of the Bahamian government is that you can't apply for a work permit from country, right?
Okay.
So how is it, if you have now been found to be working illegally, that you get a blight?
Okay.
They say, now, we ain't taking you to the detention center. We can let you go home, let you have a meal, and relax in your own accommodations. We can fix this. Okay? But how does the other person who is working here illegally feel that they don't get the same privilege?
So let me ask you this. You have to apply before you come to the Bahamas for the work permit.
That is correct.
That's the law.
And pay the proper fees and have a receipt.
So if your work permit isn't approved, you cannot come. So them coming before their work permit is approved. And I'm assuming that they put in an application.
Heads of agreement or not. What ought to be happening is that the property, the construction company, whomever is the employer, says, Tom, Dick, Harry, Sally, Mary, etc., will be coming to the country as a part of our heads of agreement to render this workforce.
Uh-huh.
Here are their documents. Here is their health certificate, and so on and so forth. They are vetted by immigration, an approval is given, and then when they show up at the airport or at the seaport, they are then allowed in country, and then allowed on the work site. What happened in this situation was that a number of illegal workers were found. They were rounded up appropriately by immigration officers,
uh-huh,
who, in the course of their duty, you have a elected civilian that says, my brother, don't do your job. I got this. Y'all go home now. Let these people off. Okay? Suppose somebody was robbing a bank. Police officer caught them, put them in handcuffs, etc., and a phone call is made from another cabinet minister to say, let that fella go. I got this. It's the same thing.
You think it's that serious? I mean, that's robbing bank. That's the same thing.
It is exactly the same.
In principle.
What you're basically saying is that there's one set of laws for one set of people, and you know, we can interpret the laws according to how we feel, because we in charge now.
Fair enough. Now, Doc, you know I know you well, and people can think I'm scared to ask you certain questions, so I have to throw a hard one at you. That's all right with you?
Go ahead.
The minister say you cannot tell him what to do because you had to resign.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the facts would show differently.
Okay.
I'd like to see what law that I violated, what law that I broke.
Okay.
Et cetera. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, the record is very clear. And if we want to, go back in history and relitigate COVID, I'm happy to do so. But, you know, they like to say that I was judicially condemned. I was never on trial.
Fair enough.
Never, ever on trial. The fact of the matter is I did resign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You did the honorable thing.
But, you know, I don't expect that anybody in this administration will have the character or the ethics to resign when they violate the law, as this administration is proving day in and day out. You got illegal things happening in North Andres right now.
Okay. I see something in the paper saying that the North Andres broke the law by taking funds for work.
Well, it's more than taking funds for work.
Uh-huh.
If you are part of local government, the local government can receive money from central government. But local government is not a billing agency whereby it can become a local contractor.
Okay.
So we have incontrovertible proof, a receipt, that local government in North Andres is in the business of contracting out work for which it was paid and which is absolutely against the law. Now, they can say, well, it was only $400. Well, I mean, what you're basically saying is that you're breaking the law, and now we're quibbling over whether it was a big law or a little law.
Fair enough. Because I know somebody going to jail for thieving the $5, $5 at the food store. So I understand what you're saying.
But again, this is an administration now that basically says that whatever buck up goes. So, you know, when the Minister of Works misleads the Parliament of the Bahamas, the people of the Bahamas, 8 times in 11 minutes, but he still has his job, whatever buck up goes.
So what are you saying to Minister Bell today?
I'm saying, Minister Bell, that you are a disgrace. You are an absolute, utter, and complete disgrace. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Not that you will be, mind you. Because clearly, you think that this is just going to die a slow death. But I have news for you. The Bahamian people, looking on and realizing that you could care less about the laws of this country and something that they hold sacred, which is citizenship and immigration status, a hot-button topic in this country. You will pay for this. Now, you mightn't pay for it when you think you can pay for it, but you can pay for it. And this administration is going to pay for it.
Somebody is rebutting something what you said. They said, what Mr. Sands is talking about, because the Haitians comes on boats illegally and walks up to immigration and applies for permits, and it's granted.
If you apply for a work permit for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, you are expected to be out of country. You cannot apply for the work permit to come to the Bahamas to work.
Okay.
So if you are here either on a visitor's visa or you are here illegally, then the immigration policy is that it's going to be rejected or denied.
Fair enough. Okay. Any other comments, Doc?
No, I think that what we are watching is a culture. What we are watching is the character of this administration unfold. And daily, as we go from crisis to crisis to crisis, it is obvious that even with the millions and millions of dollars, $70+ million on consultants, that this administration is basically floundering. And we are watching things deteriorate right before our eyes. They need to wake up. They need to get it together and start governing.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
We'll talk soon. Thank you very much. We have another call on the line. Caller, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was listening to Dr. Sands, and it amazed me of some of the things that he said. However, I wanted to ask him a question, so I know he's listening in. I want him to ask Mr. Pintar to find out how did these persons enter the country in the first place without those documents in place. That is my question. I'm very curious to know, because somebody had to have let them in. So if they come in, that means if they were here working without papers, that means they are illegal. So in a way, they should have been let off that easy. Is Mr. Bell afraid of the Chinese, or is the PLD government afraid of the Chinese for whatever reason?
I know, there's
so much questions that need to be answered.
There are a lot of questions that do need to be answered, and I was.
I know they're not going to be answered now. But I'm just saying anyway.
I was disappointed in the statement that the minister made. I thought he should have given a little more information to clear us up. If it's a simple thing, just tell us what it is and let's move on.
But look at what he did in the church. Did he give us any clear explanation to that? No.
Well, the Prime Minister said it ain't happening again.
The Prime Minister says nothing all the time. He's never home anyway, so.
The Prime Minister said it ain't happening again.
It always going to happen again, because now it happened again. Right in his face. Now what is he going to say about this one?
Okay. I'm waiting to see. Thank you for calling. Callie, on the air.
A pleasure. Good afternoon, Purdy.
What's happening?
It's Marky here.
Hey!
You know,
wait, that voice note you put out the other day, if you'd leave them explicits out, that would have been an excellent year, you know.
If I did leave them what?
The curse words out.
Yeah, but you see, the point is, I like to ask this question of my compadre.
Okay.
Who decided whether these words, bad words or good words?
Well,
let me get my ticket. Who made these words?
No, I understand what you're saying.
I want to know who made the words, and then who decided what the words were good or bad, and what do the words mean? You can't seem to find out what the words mean. We just know in some places you go, it's a good word to use.
Uh-huh.
If you're in the bar with the boys, you're talking basketball. It's okay.
Yeah.
But don't sit in the front of the judge in the Supreme Court and use the same word. Because you'll pass Julian Bauer on Fox Hill and end up right in the prison for the same word. We got some words we use in biology you can't use on the radio.
Okay, yeah.
But it's the same word.
I understand, Sparky. Sparky. As far as Pearly concerned, it don't bother me. I'm a very liberal thinking person. I could be conservative in some issues, but I'm very liberal thinking. So, you know, it don't bother me, you know. I just know some other people, but I just said it would have been really nice. I wasn't going to send it to my mommy. You understand? Or did I lose Sparky? I guess I lost Sparky, Mr. Producer. Callie, you on the air.
Well, Lee, how you doing, man?
Top shape.
Always a pleasure to call in when you're hosting our show.
You really smell my edge, you know, but I like that. Thank you.
No. You give your credit, but the credit is actually due.
Fair
and
enough.
And I got to give you yours.
Okay? Thank you very much.
Listen to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, this matter with immigration
uh-huh.
has spanned over all of the administrations that have governed this country from 1970.
Well, from I was a little boy, it was an issue. I mean, when Honorable Loftus-Roker was minister, I know it was an issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because Loftus-Roker noticed that this was going to be a major contention.
Yeah.
Even beyond his time.
Yeah.
And now the chickens come home to roost.
Okay.
And we see what's happening. But you know what really gets me? Every election cycle, this immigration issue happens to be a very vexing point. And administration after administration, and of course, we know only two political parties have governed this country since 1973. And it really irks the spirit.
Okay.
But to hear, here we are 50 years later, and here we are, from time immemorial, this thing has been discussed over and over and over. People uh-huh. have been giving suggestions, but yet our governmental administrations do not have the wherewithal, whether it is something deliberate
uh-huh.
or whether it is something not intentional. They have done nothing to curb this vexing issue that Bahamians are faced with. And, you know, the thing is, it isn't the matter that they aren't aware that this is a vexing issue for the Bahamians, you know. And I'm not talking about those persons who we term today as Bahamians who are not really of us. I am talking about Bahamians.
Yeah.
You know, it is a vexing issue. They have administration after administration. Talk about this thing. We want a government that's going to go in there and do something about it.
Okay.
You know, we have the United Nations.
Yeah.
Are we going to be bold enough to stand up in their face and tell them, listen, this is the Bahamas. We are a country of rules and laws. We have signed on to some stuff. Yeah. But now we come back here to revoke some of the things that we have signed on because it's not in the best interest of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and its people. When are we going to get a government like that?
I keep hearing that from you, and I've heard it from some others. But my thing is, and I could be wrong now. I could be wrong. We're a very dependent country. Even though our economy may be better than a lot of our close neighbors in the Caribbean, and we're doing a whole lot better financially, economically, we're doing a whole lot better politically in terms of nonviolent elections, and even though we have a high crime rate, it's not as bad as it is in some other countries. But we rely on foreign direct deposits, we rely on tourism, we rely on people to come and invest in our country. So let's say we tell them that and say and an issue coming up soon, I ain't gonna say what it is. We had a visitor here the other day, and you had one voice note going on and say, we here to support you, and that's gonna leave that one right there, but that issue coming up soon. And the thing about it is, sanctions or quiet sanctions, or we ain't gonna do this for you, or you ain't have as much, will that be an issue? Oh, is that something we should be concerned about? In other words, we ain't doing this, and the fella can cut off our nose to spite our face.
Well, can I ask you a very interesting question?
Sure, you can ask me anything.
The same persons who are holding this noose over the head of our government then, or the Bahamian people, are these same people prepared to come to the Bahamas to take these people from here and carry them into their country? Are they prepared to do that? Because if they are prepared to do that, why haven't we seen action already on our front to help to alleviate the burdens that is thrust upon the Bahamian people?
Well, you know, our neighbors to the west of us, who I'm sure that's who you're touching on a little bit,
particularly the community.
I understand what you're saying, particularly but I talk about the ones to the west of us, and particularly the ones that plenty of us like to go to. They have their own issues too when it comes to immigration.
Well, then where are the sanctions against them about what it is that they're doing to try quell their situation? Why are they holding this big gun on the Bahamas?
We can sanction them and we can tell them.
No, I'm not saying that we are going to sanction them.
I understand. I've been facetious with that. Sorry, right, I apologize.
I know, but I just want it clear to the Bahamian public. Where is the sanctions against these countries who are faced with the same thing? And yet you have no cry against them, but the little old Bahamas with 160,000 organic Bahamians have to bear the burden.
Wait, you say 160,000 organic
Bahamians? 160 out of the 400,000 estimated to be here.
So you trying to tell me, telling me 240,000 are not Bahamian?
Bahamian women aren't having babies, okay?
What do you mean? I got three children. My Bahamian wife have three children from you. What do you mean Bahamian women having babies?
Hey, that is then. I'm talking about now. Ain't many Bahamian women having kids. And right now, as it stands, if you go and do statistics from North Loop, because I did it already, you're going to find the majority of babies that is being born in the hospital. It's not of us.
Okay.
And I'm being straight up. Now, people may not want to face the reality, but then that's the reality.
Okay.
Let's face it.
Okay.
But I can close on this point because it is a very touchy conversation. But guess what? Not being touches, I'll be very realistic.
Okay.
This country cannot continue on the trajectory that we are on. Children are apparel, even after we would have left here, they are now going to be placed into a situation that they do not deserve to be placed in. Right now, we have a fight between the Bahamian children and the children of the other diaspora.
Uh-huh.
When is this going to stop? Where are the reports on this? Why isn't the official officials come out and declare what's really going on? Everything is hush-hush in this country, and Bahamians like me, I'm getting sick and tired, and I'm fed up. I'm really fed up at the way this country is being run, because it seems like it's not for Bahamians anymore. But I can leave it at that point. Thank you for my call.
Thank you for your call. Thank you very much for your call. We're going to take a break. Before I take a break, let's read this text. So the first person that came back and said, what Mr. Sands talking about, because Haitians come on boats illegally and they get permits. And I said, that means his party is guilty of this problem. So why all these immigrants have work permits and Bahamians are out of job? Just go to Yamacraw Road in the morning and see the amount of Haitians, you will cry. Next text up. Good afternoon, Pearlie. It is so good to have you hosting the show for Mr. Lang. In reference to resignation of any PLP ministers, it will not. That's the way the PLP roll. Hold on, hang on. That's the way the PLP roll. They don't care what the people say. The PM says he supports them. So he doesn't care how we feel. He is busy traveling all over the world. That is not true, Behem. That is not true, Behem. And we're still having cheering. I guess you're answering the caller. Oh boy. Let's take this break. When I come back, I got something to say about that. You're listening to Z Live on Guardian Radio. This is Pearlie. We'll be right back. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Marshtagar, the lady run into me, Marshtagar.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Come celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Enjoy a flame-grilled beef patty topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, and our special tropical sauce on a brioche bun. Served with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation fit to celebrate every year. Top off the Independence celebrations with our new Guava Sundae or frozen guava lemonade. Our Independence King Combo and treats are available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone.
Good afternoon, we're back. We're back. Oh boy. This is hot stuff now. Let's see what I'm getting here to look at now. Another text. I can name about 8 Bahamian women not of Haitian who recently had children in the past few months and 3 who work with me right now who are pregnant. What in the world is that caller talking about? I tried to challenge him a little bit, but I understand what you're saying, caller. I understand what you're saying. This is interesting, yeah. Solving illegal immigration is a complex issue that involves multiple arms of the government, including the community. One key factor that is left out the argument is the birth rate. Bahamians are really not having much children. The illegal immigrants had a long-term strategy. Invade the land and multiply the birth rate. That's how you can take over a country. Some businesses need a large population of consumers to make a profit. That's interesting, you know. Next text up. Solving illegal is a card that solves multiple arms is a complex issue that involves multiple arms of the government, including the community. One key factor that is left out, the argument, is the birth rate. I think I just read that. I think he said it in a different manner. Try to cross me up this now. Let me know what you think about that. Because I listened to what the opposition said. I listened to what the minister said and what he did not say. And I don't want to say I'm infuriated, but I do not like the response. And I think the minister should have given us a little more information. Let us, I mean, listen, we pushing for all kind of things, all kind of laws that put the disclosure. We want people to let us know what's going on. We want the government to be full transparency in what's happening. If you make a move like this, it could, you know, at the end of the day, it could be something simple, you know. Tell us. Tell the people. Do not take it for granted that the people don't care. Do not take it for granted that the people will not respond. Do not take it for granted for people. You know, some people really think that the people ain't checking. You know, people checking. And people are making this, and they may make it in joking manners and settings. And then when you ring that bell, they show us a different story. And I'm very careful on how I personally want to talk about this, because I do have some personal views. But that, you know, even this is an opinion, this is an opinion show. Something the caller said to me, and I didn't say anything while he was talking, because he said, two parties have run this country since 1973. Two parties have run this country since 1973. But when we vote, even though we wear a color shirt, in 17, we vote because we didn't like that prime minister. In 21, we vote because we didn't like that prime minister. So, I'm being crazy when I say this, but we've been run by a bunch of different men, all right? We had four different prime ministers. Spending, Christie, Minnis, Ingram, five, and the fifth prime minister. So, yes, we've been run by two parties, but we've been run by five different men. Because the power, I think, that we've given the prime ministers, we're finding out now that it may not be what we should have done, eh? Did the minister have the power to do what he did? Or does he have the power to do what he did? Did what he did, does that warrant his resignation? I need you to tell me. Something I saw also in the paper that has really, really, really got me bothered. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday when the gentleman spoke and saying, we may have reported that crime is down, but the fair crime is not down. And then I opened the papers this morning and we have another armed robbery and another sexual assault. And that bothers me. No is no, brother. What are we doing about this? What are we doing to protect our women? Are we understanding what the police crime plan is all about? Should I invite the commissioner to come talk to me? That'll be cool. Eh? I wonder if the commissioner will come. And him and I can sit down and have a nice conversation. I can reach out and try. You know, nothing beats a failure but a try, right? I'm going to reach out and see if I can get him to come and have a conversation with me. And I promise not to be rough. I promise just to have the conversation and basically let the commissioner run the show if he decides to come. So, Mr. Commissioner, I'm extending an invitation to you for tomorrow or Thursday so you and I can have a conversation. So I think that you need to talk, sit down, and have a little more, for lack of a better word, informal conversations. And I call it informal because you can sit down and have a conversation, talk about what the police plan is. And I think it will help. I think people will be more inclined to understand what is it you're trying to get done, more inclined to understand. And it is not the kind of questioning I would try to do, like when you're in front of the reporters. We friends. We know each other for years. We can have a conversation. Talk about what the police plan is. Why we get so many trucks. Is the drone plan working? Is saturation patrol working? And talk as much you can talk without giving out too many of the police plans. And I know a lot of people get mad and say, the police don't tell you what you're doing. If I come in to tell you and I get to shut down Nassau Street for doing stuff, you're going to do it on Interview Road. So I think the police has to keep a lot of what it does close to its chest. I think the police have to be discreet in what they do in order to be effective in what they're trying to do, and that is to bring crime down. To try to stop crime in this country. And so if we don't support them like that, so when I see stuff like more armed robberies, and I try and so careful not to cross my line here and be very guarded by what I say here, but it's concerning to me. It's concerning to me. I'm excited about the road repairs in New Providence. I'm excited about fixing all these potholes in the road, getting them done, doing whatever we have to fix, pothole patrol. Me, I jump in a truck with a bunch of tar in the back and just drive. And as I pull up to a pothole, patch that drive. And as many people can call in to tell you, then you know, you can plan your morning. All right, you can take this west, you can take the east, you can take the south, and you just drive and fix these holes. How hard is that to do? How rough is that to do? You just jump in your truck, put your tar, put your workers, then you drive. Trust me, you can find a pothole before you get out the yard good. And you just patch that and move on to the next one, and patch that and move on to the next one. And where that needs to be a more intensified work, then yeah, okay, we'll wait for you to get that done. But in the meantime, particularly in some corners, and somebody was telling me yesterday, off West Bay Street, football track area, say the craters too, they're so bad that when it rained, they scared to come through because they don't know when they can hit the holes. And particularly where we get a lot of puddling when it rains, you got to be ever so careful. You got to drive ever so slow. Because if you get on there and you're going to rope to pull your car back out, you can be in problems. So I'm happy that the government is getting the road repairs underway. That is much needed. Hats off. I clap my hands to that. Glad to hear that. Very happy to hear that. I got another text here. I'm in the public school system. I can tell you for a fact that most of the schools in the country for the past few years have seen a tremendous population decrease. Enrollment in the schools have at least dropped 15% compared to 4 years ago. I ain't saying it ain't true. And it could be true. So is enrollment because we have less children, or is enrollment because less children going to school? Or is enrollment low because more children are homeschooling? Because that seems to be a very hot trend right now, that a lot of kids are homeschooling. A lot of kids are not going to schools. Is that why enrollment down? Oh, is enrollment really down? And if I have a principal from a school or a teacher or another teacher, and I like to verify, not saying that you're not giving me the facts, I like to verify to see if there actually is a decrease in enrollment in schools. That'd be interesting to find out. Action speaks louder than words. All he does is just talk. Now, I know what you mean. So you might give me that text a little more, you know. But politicians, if you talk with the politicians, a lot of them just talk. A lot of them make noise. When I saw the opening of the port, I wasn't invited, so I say that on what I see in the news. I was wondering, because it's a fun, and you know, it's great, it's fantastic. I support it, it's wonderful. But plenty of stores and restaurants there, how is that going to affect Bay Street? Some downtown businesses expressed concern over cruise port passenger flow. Some downtown businesses owners have expressed concerns. The new Trinity Million Nassau cruise port claimed there has been a drop in business. A top Ministry of Tourism official told Guardian Business yesterday. Is that true? Are less tourists coming off the port? See, I ain't saying coming off the boat, coming off the port and coming down Bay Street. And I'm just wondering, how is that going to balance? That's the question I put out there. But, you know, I'm so glad somebody called, because I think I was getting myself in trouble just now. Caller, you on the line. What's happening?
Hey, good afternoon. I'm calling back. You're talking about the port and the downtown merchants saying that there's less tourist traffic down there.
I'm just quoting what the Guardian said in the paper this morning.
Yes. Okay. My thing is this port new, or was it ever there and had stores?
Not to the level it's at now. It's new. This is a brand new port. This is a brand new port.
I know that part, but I mean, have it always, or was there always stores and restaurants in that port?
Not like it is now, no. And I could stand corrected. What I've been in the old port. I've not been in the new port yet. I've been in the old port, and there were, I think the restaurants there was more for the workers than anything else.
I've been in the old port too.
This is but a huge
the
development.
The same persons that was there, the only difference is the buildings are prettier.
Okay.
The same persons are there.
They're the same people.
Offering more authentic stuff there now than there was before.
Okay.
Now, there may be one or two new persons there, but for the most part, they are the same persons that was ever there.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't see the reason for the complaint. You understand me? Because if they would change what they're offering, maybe the tourists would come to them. Okay. Have they considered that?
Okay, I'm bad. You're telling them, the people listening to you, so let, I can give my opinion, but I prefer to hear my callers' opinions.
Because I think they need to consider that, because at the end of the day, these are the same persons that was ever there. The only difference now is they are mandated to carry authentically made Bahamian products. That's the only difference. But when they were selling the same things, the persons on Bay Street were selling, they were in good competition. So if you won't step up to where I'm at, then change what you sell. Step up and do authentically Bahamian stuff so the tourist that comes to see you when they go back out on the ship, they could talk about it and the persons there would want to see what you have also. That's all fucking game.
I can say this thing and I hope I don't get in problems with this. I wish I walked down there and see more of my people of my ilk. On that note, I can let you go because I got another caller coming on. Calling you on the air. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Pearly. Can I call back?
Yes, I didn't cut you off. You know, you just went off.
No, somebody cut me. Maybe a producer, you know, a couple of them.
No, ma'am, my producer ain't cut you, man.
No, but I know one of them don't like me, right?
I was given to run this show. I ain't going to let them cut you. But if you get cut, it's me who cut you, not the producer, and I did not cut you.
I tell the producer, if he don't like me, just meet me to bother me by a couple of cold drinks.
Yeah, no, the producer said you are right with him. He gave me a thumbs up. He said you are right with him.
Tell the producer, don't cut me and make me feel embarrassed.
No,
he didn't. Meet me like a man and let's have a cold beer and talk about it in the bar.
He ain't cut you. I'm telling you, you did not get cut. You just went off and I was there running my mouth talking, thinking you listening to me and asking you questions.
You was tearing me down an area where I didn't call in to talk about. I was calling about the legal situation just like Jeff.
Yes.
And this question nobody never seems to answer for me.
Okay.
You come in, the lady come in on the rickety boat, unmarried. We don't know if they're married or not.
Okay.
They come on a rickety boat and land on South Beach in the middle of the night and run in the bush. We don't know. Huh. The next boat bring in one fella. He come in illegally, and they run in the bush. They meet up in the same shanty town. Now, they have a baby born in the Bahamas. Them two. Two illegal people.
Okay.
But the baby stay in the Bahamas for 18 years and then apply to be a Bahamian and say he been here 18 years. He born here.
Okay.
The point is, how your mommy and your daddy was allowed to be in this country for 18 years, didn't apply from Haiti to become a Bahamian or to get a work permit. But somehow they duck and weave the immigration, the police, living from shanty. But they did it so good. They're so smart that they could deceive us for 18 years, and then you turn around and give the baby the citizenship.
But back up. Hold on, hear me.
Mommy and Dad, Sparky. How he get to be a citizen?
Sparky, hear me a minute. Not only that, you talking 18. They go on to primary school, junior high, and high school before they get 18, and we educate them as well. That's all I wanted to say to you.
Yeah, but see, another thing is, I think when you go there as a youngster, when your mommy to go there or your daddy go there to register you, the mommy or the daddy should show if they got permanent residence or if they got work permit or whatever it is. But the mommy can't be illegal and the baby coming in illegal and then you put the child in school.
Nah.
And I got a friend of mine right down to Columbus Primary School is a teacher. And she tells me in her class, she got over 65% of her class is illegal Haitian children. In her class.
Okay.
And half of them can't speak English. And we got one minister of doggone government one time get out of radio and talk about we should learn in the schools how to speak Creole. You coming in my country and you telling me that I must teach my two born here, Bahamian English speaking people, you telling me you could teach my children Creole in school? What about the French and the Spanish and the Chinese and all. Why we only tell? Why we only tell them speak Creole? Why whenever you don't want call the radio stations or the telephone or you go to the ATM, they tell you put English or Creole. How come it's only English and Creole? What about the French and all the other languages around here? Why they want to push this down on us? Why they want to push the Haitian down on us? Who doing it? It's our own people. Why we must learn Creole? Why we don't learn French?
Or Spanish.
Why we don't learn German? Hindi all around here too?
I studied Spanish.
Do we know Chinese? We got more Chinese here than Haitian.
I know some people who studied Mandarin.
Yeah, you know some people who study. We know people that go to China too.
Yeah.
But we got more Chinese around here, more Chinese store opening around here. They got one Chinese shop on Wolf Road, got one license, no Bahamian guy. A Chinese bar on Wolf Road by Anna's Baptist. Yeah, wholesale liquor, retail liquor, Chinese food, and sell T-shirts and hats and slippers. No Bahamian got a license like that.
But you know the Bahamian.
Oh, Jason. But how you can get a license like that to sell liquor, clothes, and doggone food in the same store?
Yeah.
Super Wild, you don't have that kind of license.
No.
I can't go in Super Wild and get a six-pack up there.
No.
But you could go in Miami and get a six-pack of Bud Light in a
Publix,
supermarket.
Right. I've done that in Publix. Yep.
But why you can't do it in Obama? How the Chinese down on Wolf Road get that license? Which minister or which licensee give them that license?
That's a good question to ask.
And then also, one fellow who used to be on the licensing board told me that a liquor store is supposed to be so much distance from a church. You could walk from Anna to Baptist Church to that bar. And then you could walk past the number shop. You got the bar next to the church, and then you got the number shop between the church and the bar. Who'd be giving out these licenses?
These people would be
getting paid underneath the table.
You ain't been chipping on me. Who'd read St. Joseph Church?
Look here, more corruption going up to immigration. Let me get off this phone.
Sparky, you can't say it like that. Allege. I can't let you say, because I can't say it up then and I can't prove it. So you got to say.
Well, we got to say allege, because when they reach the courts, could throw the case.
You got to be sure when you say something. I mean,
yeah, but you can't win for losing, because see, they so smart, they got a way of winning everything or throwing it out.
I got you.
Corruption underneath the table all over this place.
But I hope. Oh, that was rough. Thanks, Sparky. I got a text here before we take our break. Pearly, the PM missed an opportunity to call a snap election after the independence celebration. Even FNMs in northern Bahamas were smiling. But it is. I want to say something, but I can say it. I can leave that one right there. Good afternoon. Do you know if it's legal or illegal to put fencing up in front of sidewalks? I see it happening in the cruise port downtown. That's a good question to ask. Next text. Is it better for us to learn Creole in Spanish or French because of our demographics? The population is majority English and Creole speaking. One more text and we'll take our break. Hi, Pearly. Love your show, bro. Pearly, what you think about all natural and carbon resource money? Pearly, what you think about our natural and carbon resources money? You think that it's for real? I can't believe the PM would take that from the poor people. I don't know. I think what we're trying to do is a good thing. There is carbon credits, and we do get funding for that because of the emissions, because we have so much the mangroves and we put out more oxygen than we put out carbon monoxide. So I think it's a good thing. I know this prime minister will never take from the poor people like that. I know, and so I'm not going to allow anybody to say that. We'll take a break. When we come back after the top of the hour, we'll have some more talks, and we should be hearing from Chivago shortly after 3.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, the cold, the warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Tell them the name they say is running the game.
It's time to attend the Michael Scootery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic Game. Nightly at the Hope Center, Monday, July 24th to Friday, July 28th. Then join us for our family night on Sunday, July 30th, 5 p.m. until at the Kendall Isaac Gymnasium, featuring all our championship games.
King and his gang,
the Mr. Shipman 3-Point Shootout, the IHOP Slam Dunk Contest, and the game between the clergy.
Hallelujah.
Versus the politicians.
It's gonna be epic.
Taking the game, the game's mine.
Sponsored by Radio House Outreach. This event is powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation. He's on the streets, 2023.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
And we're back, Z Live, Guardian Radio 96.9. I think we should have Brother Lang on the line, not yet. We should be hearing from Brother Lang pretty soon, but I've got a couple of texts come in. Read this one. My friend was there. My friend, this was and still is a strategic plan from time immemorial. When the Haitian women were having babies like rats, behemoths were asking why. Well, now we see. Their children are dispersed throughout the public service, and we are now asking what happened. While we took them for granted, they had a plan. They are laughing at us, calling us fools, and we are left with eggs on our faces, frustrated. I can't say it was a plan. And I can't say, you know, Asians, Caribbean people like to have fun. For lack of on radio words I cannot use, they like to have fun. One of the problems is we need to understand birth control, and that'll be a lot. So you having fun, you're poor, you ain't gonna buy the protection you need. You gotta buy cream, you gotta buy this, but you still gonna have your fun. Things happen, you have a baby. So I can't say it's a plan. I mean, because. I can call this conspiracy theorists. I can't say it was a plan. I mean, that's your opinion. I respect your opinion, but I will not say that's a plan. Pearly, you on a doggone road today. We need GR ready to make you permanent. Twice you hear that. Thank you, Dexter. Thank you. Chivago is traveling with a group of high rollers kids, and let's take this call first, and then we bring you up. Call you on the line.
Hey, Burley.
This Manah.
Yeah, but listen. I have to respond what you gave just now from me to call. What? I agree that he's intelligent, but listen, this idea that they just doing this and whatnot. No. No, sir. We know the nature of poisons coming from that area. This ain't something new to us. We knew this from time immemorial. But it's just that our corruption in terms of our politicians, concessive government over the years, allow it to fester to be the way it is. When we had it under control with Mr. Loftus Roker.
Nah, I know if we had it under control. I think
we had it under control.
Nah.
Because
me and you pretty much in set with age, so... We know that we had a...
You lived through that era. I lived through that.
Yeah, but I think he probably was the toughest one. But I don't know if we had it under control. Because if...
Without reservation. He had it under control because Poissons was voluntarily going back to Haiti.
Yeah,
voluntarily.
But, yeah, when one was going back, three more was coming.
Right? And I a little older than you, and I lived through it, and I know that's a fact. There ain't no one gotta tell me this. I
look
up.
Okay, all right. Okay, I hear you loud and clear. I hear you.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Do we have thanks, caller. Thank you very much. All right, put Brother Lang on. You there, Brother Lang? No, yeah.
I'm here, Brother Thompson. I'm here. Thank you again very much. Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
I'm so glad you called it. I almost get in trouble today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What problem? I hear you was having a little I hear you was having a little immigration problems. It's not a fella trying to tell you that things were under control under Mr. Roca.
Yes.
But I think you're right. Yes, sir. Okay. But we just wanted to update you. We had a super day today. Actually went and visited the Bahamas Consulate General office today and was able to connect with Consul General Moss and his team there at the consulate.
Okay.
And so that these young people could get some information about what the consulate does. But after that, we spent the last several hours, my friend, doing an executive tour of the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Oh, that's a huge airport. Listen
to me. It's the world's busiest airport.
Yes.
And we had a wonderful, and it's actually managed by a fair number of persons from the Caribbean. The general manager actually is from, Guyana, I think.
Okay.
But, of course, we have a Bahamian here who's the business services manager. That's full. And so we were able to have a tour of this airport and also go into the second largest tower at the airport.
Wonderful. You know, I typical Bahamian, when I hear Vanderpool, my question is, who are your pa? That's Vin, you related to Vincent?
Well, she's married to a Vanderpool for sure.
Okay.
All righty. But I have a couple of our folk here. They'll tell you a bit about what they experienced today. So they'll introduce themselves and tell you.
But school they're from and everything.
Hi, hello. My name is Ashan Hall, and I'm a student of St. John's College.
Okay.
And a fellow Build member.
Uh-huh.
And today, it was just a very nice experience being able to go to the consulate's office and see what they do there and how they aid Bahamians all over America. I find that very intriguing that if you need... Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because if you have issues with your passports or if you get into the trouble with law or even for just a simple cultural gathering will aid you with any troubles that you have or with any events that you are planning. So I find it I really love that idea.
Sound like you may one day want to be a diplomat. No?
Yeah. Maybe.
What are your study plans after St. John's and what do you hope to be there?
After St. John's, I want to go to UB for 2 years and then go off to college to study pre-medicine and biology because I want to become a gynecologist.
Super. I can put a plug in for my alma mater. There's a school in Minnesota College of St. Benedict's. A wonderful women's college. Very good Catholic school and they turn out some really good doctors. One I know personally.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay.
I would love it a lot. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Who else you got there with you, Zhivago?
My name is Ramika Smith. Good afternoon, by the way. My name is Ramika Smith.
Ramika?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I am a recent graduate from Pace Christian Academy, and so far this experience has been very inspirational because it's a goal for me, and it really inspired me.
Okay. Okay. And what are you hoping to do now that you're finished school? What are you going to be doing in September?
Okay. I plan to study forensic science and maybe mine in psychology.
Wonderful. Are you going to after school or UB?
I'm planning to go to UB and then maybe transfer to a HBCU.
Ah, okay. My wife went to one, Bethune Cookman, and I know some good people from Florida A&M, Jackson State. I know the great Dion Saunders coach at the HBCU, and I have some good friends at Vendor. So that's a good choice. There's some really good schools.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, do well. Good luck. And I'm glad you're having a good time.
Okay.
Anybody else, Zhivago?
Yeah, we got some.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Claire Stubbs, graduate from Windsor High School. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm super. Tell me about your experience.
So Today, we visited the Atlanta airport, second largest communication tower at the airport.
Wow.
And we were able just to get an insight on numerous jobs and ways they help out in the tower. And we were able to talk to a lot of the technicians.
Okay.
And we were told about the how strenuous the job is, how it's a 24/7 job all year, even on holidays. And we just got a personal insight and a lot of different experiences at the airport today.
Sound like you may be the next air traffic controller, no?
maybe.
What are you hoping to do in college career?
Well, I plan to go to college in September, and I plan to study or major in biochemistry because I want to be a regenerative medicine doctor.
Wonderful. Where are you going to school?
I hope to get in. Well, I did get into, but I hope to attend Temple University in Philadelphia.
Bill Cosby went in as a good Catholic school.
Wow. That's a nice fact to know.
Okay, that's wonderful. Something I noticed, there's a trend changing. When I went off to college 100 years ago, 12 of us went together and 11 of us were business or accounting majors. When I took my son to school 25 years later, 12 of them went and 10 of them were either pre-med. 11 of them were either pre-med or bio majors. So I see, I'm noting a lot more Bahamian kids are interested in medicine, and that is such a wonderful thing. And what you want to do, that means you're really smart.
Yes, well, I've been studying bio and chemistry in high school, my whole high school career.
Straight A's. Super. That is so wonderful to hear. Well, I wish you all the best. I know you're having a while. I can hear in your voice you're having a wonderful time. I wish you the best.
All smiles.
Wonderful. So, Wendy, who's the next person there?
All right, we got one more for you.
Okay.
Good afternoon. My name is Jabez Gibson.
I was beginning to wonder the any young man, because I wasn't even talking to young ladies, so I'm happy to hear. Say your first name again. Say your first name again.
Jabez Gibson.
Okay, Gibson. Savannah Sound Gibson? Savannah Sound Gibson or Auckland's Gibson?
I'm not 100% sure.
You got to find these things. When you get home, find out where you're from. I didn't ask that because if you're from Savannah Sound, then he's family. That's why I asked you that.
Oh, yeah. We got to be family, you know, Gibsons.
All right. So tell me about your experience.
Oh, my experience was actually very eye-opening. How we have toured the airport for your hair. And, you know, you may go to an airport and you may see, like, you know, going on a flight. You might just, like, in your mind, you're just going to a destination. But you don't know the process behind everything. You know, it's more complex than the eye meets.
Okay.
And, we went into a communication tower, more like a bird's eye view. We looked down on, like, the operations of the planes and the way, like, how it's more like a from... It's more like a stoplight, you know?
Okay.
And functions, giving orders to different planes. And yeah, it's more complex than you may think when traveling. Today was very eye-opening. It was a very educational experience, and I really enjoyed today.
So when you travel again and your flight late, you ain't gonna be mad because you have a better understanding of what they have to go through.
Yeah, you can put it like that.
Okay. So what are your plans? You got going grade 12 or you finish?
Oh, I've just recently graduated a month ago.
So what are your plans are?
Oh, now I'm taking my trade into electrical because my father is actually an electrician.
Okay.
So I'm planning on doing that for maybe a year, you know, take that as a trade. But what I really want to do is go off to school to study for psychology.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that has always been like a passion of mine.
Okay. Whenever I hear somebody say they're a psychologist or psychiatrist, I shut up because I don't want you analyzing me.
Not
a problem. But you sound like you two are having a wonderful time there, and I guess you're traveling with a bunch of good people.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good luck in what you're doing, and enjoy the rest of your few days there.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Enjoy.
You take care of yourself now. Brother Lang.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Thank you much.
These kids seem to be like they're really enjoying themselves.
Yeah, man. It's we had a person who came to this airport and did this tour with us who wanted initially to be a medical doctor and decided they wanted to go into aviation and is at Florida State University right now studying aviation because of this tour.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, so that's the idea, is to help open their eyes and give them space and room to see what they really might want to do, you know?
So I talked to four kids yesterday. How many kids you have in total with you?
We have 20 here.
Okay, so you get me another four tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll keep updating you until we're done. We have a super day tomorrow.
Wonderful. But it sounds like this is really fantastic. It sounds like this is a good thing. And I got to give these kids an exposure and guiding them in the right way. So congratulations.
And we do the same thing in Nassau and Grandmama, by the way. So we don't just do this in the U.S. We have this tour in Nassau and Grandmama. So the Nassau kids go to Grandmama, the Grandmama kids go to Nassau, and they do the same corporate tour there.
Oh, wonderful. See, and that's what it's all about. We need more of this. Congratulations. Great stuff.
Thank you, brother. And have a good show.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks. Okay.
All right, guys.
Okay. Alrighty. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll get some more into some talks and see what's going on. I welcome your calls. Let's talk a little more about what's in the papers today. And let me know your views on this immigration issue. This is Pearly filling in at Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
It's like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF margin loan at rfgroup.com.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
It's showtime.
Yeah. Tell them the name they say is running the game.
It's time to attend the Michael Scootery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic Game. Nightly, Monday, July 24th to Friday, July 28th. Then join us for our family night on Sunday, July 30th. 5 p.m. until at the Kendall Isaacs Gymnasium. Featuring all our championship games.
King and his gang.
The Mr. Shipman 3-Point Shootout. The IHOP Slam Dunk Contest. And the game between the clergy.
Hallelujah.
Versus the politicians.
It's going to be epic.
Taking the game's mine.
Sponsored by Radio House Outreach. This event is powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation. He's on the streets 2023.
Come celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Enjoy a flame-grilled beef patty topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, and our special tropical sauce on a brioche bun. Served with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation fit to celebrate every year. Top off the Independence celebrations with our new Guava Sundae or frozen guava lemonade. Our Independence King Combo and treats are of a time at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together.
We're back. Z Live on Guardian Radio. Zhivago Lang Show. This is Pearly filling in for Zhivago this week. I'm having a ball right now, trying to navigate my way for not getting myself in trouble. But if you want to call me, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text at 422-4796, powered by BTC. this has been interesting. And I just want to comment a little bit on what Brother Lang is doing with these young kids and exposing them to corporate world and corporate Bahamas, and so they can get a clear an understanding how things work. And I meant to ask the young lady, so now when you're late now, you ain't gonna be mad because you understand what's going on. And I was trying to just be a bit facetious with him, but a lot of things that happen, if we don't have the workings of it and understand how they work, sometimes we get frustrated and we get upset and we get mad if we can't get this done or get that done. And particularly when we're traveling, and a lot of things happen. It ain't just the people that's laying around and say, listen, we ain't getting till 5 o'clock, you know. I got a text here. I heard that they deliberately have what's called anchor babies, not just having fun. I say not just having, because certain words, the J word and other words I can't use, so I just say not just have. I say having fun, meaning trying to use that as a description of thing else. But you know, I understand what you're saying. I guess I'm. In the 80s, those who know me, I love sports. In the 80s, there was a Kansas City Royals were in the World Series. I think they're from Missouri, and they made this thing that Missouri is the show me state. And I kind of adopted that, not just taking things for face value or taking things for the surface. I like to show me and give me more details and prove it to me, because I believe in facts. I don't believe in speculating. I don't believe in guessing. I believe in the facts and understanding. So when I say I don't think it's a plan, that means because I ain't got the empirical evidence to prove that to me. So I can be doubtful until I see exactly what is what. And then once I know, Lord of mercy, I go on. We got another caller. Caller, you on there? Caller, I guess I took too long, huh? Caller, you got to bear with me a little bit, because, you know, I can be wordy sometimes. So when you call in, just bear with me. I can get to you. I'm not going to ever turn you down. I'm going to hear what you got to say. As long as you don't say nothing that can cost me, I can listen to you. So call if you want to call back. We'll put you right on there. But like I said, I adopted that. Show me. Okay, caller. You on the air?
Hello.
So you was a little impatient. You couldn't wait for me to answer the call. That's what you're trying to tell me.
I'm mistaken. Now, I am a Grand Bahamian, right?
Yes, sir.
And this situation, I mean, I have nothing against them, but, you know, when they become settle and arrogant, they tend to take over. And what kills me, I've been living through Peter Street off Market Street for 10 years.
I know Peter Street very well. I run through plenty of dance.
I have seen the transformation of the don't care, the switch over from humble to arrogant. And we have a problem, believe it or not. And maybe now there's a problem with the people getting up because of the violence.
Yeah.
You see how they took over Pigeon D?
Yeah.
If it don't get nipped in the butt, it'll be a problem that we only could just hope for the best that it turns out. But I am saying our government needs to stop taking these trips, focus on our way here, you know, but to put a boundary to follow by it, because if immigration would really do their job.
You say, our government or our prime minister must stop taking so many trips?
Our prime minister with immigration.
I got you.
Okay. Our problem is the reason why they have so much children, these children have to be members of government, even immigration. And if you become immigrant,
man, you still there? I think we lost the call. I think he missed an angle by mistake. I can't let you say that, man. Listen. This is and this is purely my analysis. I am a poor brother. I got $10. I got to buy some milk. I got to get some rice. I got to get some corned beef. I ain't got no money to buy the protection. I don't have that kind of money. That's a luxury item. So, but I still got my woman laying next to me. I still got things I want to do. So I tend to just do it. Of it. It isn't that they don't want to protect themselves, don't want to do that. If I got $10, I put in that where that's most needed. And it's most needed in some milk, some rice, some corned beef, or whatever I buy in to feed me, my woman, and whoever else I got there. So you may not like my analogy or my analysis or the way I look at it, but And I welcome you to challenge me on it. But if I'm poor, I'm going to spend the little money I have on the reality of it. Somebody once told me that poor people spend more money on sodas. Why you say that? Rich people get more money. As a rich person, they would go and buy a case of soda for $15 or whatever, $15, $16, $17. A poor person will not take their whole $15 because I only got $20, I only got $10, so I got to spread it out. I can buy me a soda every day. So but I can pay $24 for a case of soda as two with the rich man paying. So I guess that's the analogy behind it. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, don't kill me for it. Call you on the air. What's happening?
Hey, what's happening, bro?
What you saying?
What was your name again? I couldn't catch your name earlier.
They called me Pearly.
Pearly. Yeah. Or Pearly White. Pearly Bay. Pearly Bay. Is drinking like Pearly Bay.
No. But one time ago, I was very, very friendly. And the guy said to me, you must see Pearly Gates. Just let everybody into the Pearly Gates. And they used to call me Pearly Gates, and then some friends dropped the gates and just left it at Pearly.
That's a good thing.
And
man.
Then I think
your song very sociable over the phone.
Even my children call me Pearly. No, I'm that's me. That's who I am as a person. I'm a very sociable person.
I mean, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Could I use condom on the radio?
You already did.
Okay. So what is the price of a pack of that?
I have no idea, sir.
about roughly, but maybe, let's say $5. I sure it ain't $5.
No, it's probably like $1.75, $2.
Okay, good. Okay, let's say $3.
Talking on my business. Yeah, okay.
Would you take a chance buying a pack of that or have to take care of a child for 18 years?
No, I understand your rationale, you know, and I understand your thinking. I think the same way. But just hear what I'm saying now. I only got $10.
Yeah, but take three of that $10.
No, man, I gotta buy a pack of rice.
Yeah.
I gotta buy some corned beef. Well, I gotta buy a piece of onion.
If I was in Marriott, we would have to cook that corned beef with old onion.
Yeah, but you see, that's... listen to me. I hear carefully what you're saying, and I agree with you 150,000%. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I'm just being real. See, like the young people say, I'm being real.
I understand you.
I'm being real.
That boy, you got to be. If you can be real down the road, try to see if you can look through the corner.
Man, I excited. I feeling this feeling. Yeah, I thinking, but then to take that. My $1, $2 to go by. Now think about it now, especially if I is a street man, I might want to take my $3 to get something else too now.
Yeah, that's true. But listen to me now. Watch the people who are having the children nowadays. And the two set of people having children, you know.
And who them two set of people is?
Poor people and the foreigners.
No, man, married people having kids. Now, see, I married people having kids.
The average married couple now, I only want two children.
Okay.
And don't let the man that's in it locking up a boy. That woman better have that girl first. Cause that better have that boy.
You trying to tell me? You trying to tell me my son? You tell me my son already had a boy. I ain't getting no more grandchildren from him.
Boy, the Irish people did nowadays. Boy, the Irish Bahamian now looking at two children. I don't know how my mother them could make it with nine.
Yeah, yeah.
And with nine children, my mother never went to bed hungry.
Yeah.
And my mother cooking one tin of corned beef. And in the morning, if you're lucky, you still can get a little bit of corned beef and grits with that corned beef, which you cooked last night.
Yeah.
Now, I know how they do it. The corned beef can't still the same size.
Uh-huh.
They only can hold so much of corned beef in it.
I know. I heard a lot of stories. I heard, take one chicken and that cut up, and if don't let the auntie come from the island, the auntie got to eat first. You may not get no chicken this time.
I must use but 14th when I know chicken had breast. I thought chicken and he had foot, neck, gizzard, liver.
I hear that.
You know? But God is being good to us, man. We come a long way, you know.
And that's one of the points I raise when people say, what we have accomplished in 50 years. We may not be where we want to be. We may not be where we need to be. We may not be where we should be. But the bottom line is,
we used to be.
Amen, I say amen.
Okay? Let's just give God thanks at all times, my brother. Good to hear you. I can continue listening to you. You say you're on for the rest of the week.
I on until Thursday. Tomorrow, Thursday.
I'll tune in.
Okay, I appreciate that. God bless. You take care of yourself too, my brother. So I hope he didn't say the wrong word on the show right now. And anybody calling me on my phone right now, you know, I can't talk because I on the people's show. Anyway, let's go to our next caller. Caller, you on the air?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'll make a comment. You know.
Sure, man. No problem.
We allow this country to get out of hand, and I just. During the PLP time, they had a minister of immigration. He'd been there for 3 terms, and we was going out of whack right then. There was large corruption then, people selling work permits, and, you know, anything buck up, anything goes.
Okay.
And that was what's going on under way back then. Then now gentleman, he got in power, the one the prime minister, and he said that fella should have been charged with treason.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, he represents an island where got way more immigrants than any other island.
Okay.
And I seen nothing happen there. They just flourish and flourish there.
Okay.
But yet still, he's saying that one should have been died of treason. And another thing why they keep coming here, we don't enforce our law. There should not be no shiny town. We suppose, I heard you saying about from government agency. There's one word in common here, the government. The prime minister yes. run everything.
Yeah, okay.
You agree with me with that?
I hear your point. I you know, I can say yes and I can say no, and I understand what you're trying to say, so I can go with what you say. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah. The shanty town supposed to have been eliminated. The other day they went to court.
Uh-huh.
You know, the judge said to them, they didn't have to come to court to correct this problem. They could correct this problem by just enforcing the law. That's in other words he's trying to tell them.
Okay.
And you see anything been done since?
I hear you.
Can you let them build? And so the other ones tell the other ones, who, yeah, you come here, you can live this way. See, we eliminate the shanty town. Then they will have no way they'll understand. You can't just come here in the Bahamas and do anyway.
You know, Go ahead.
You see them go in Florida and think and live in any shanty town? Hello?
I wanted to, not to the level, not the way it is here. Not the way it is here. No, not the way it is here. No.
Okay,
no.
Then. Because they enforce their laws.
But, you
they
know.
They don't enforce our laws.
We in problem.
And it's like you opening the floodgate. Then another thing, too, we need to stop renewing these permits. You see my point?
Okay.
We keep renewing permits. You don't do your 2 years or 4 years. Okay, if you ain't renewing your permit, you got to leave the country. And that's when we could take control. But we ain't doing all of that. They come here and they get permit. I spoke to one of them. They tell me they've been here 18 years. How much permit they had? Probably 2.
Wow.
18 years, they had 2 white permits. And, wow. And then another thing, we're giving out our citizenship like candy. You know, like, hey, citizenship is a serious thing. God make us a little small nation.
Yeah.
Haiti have, what, 10, 11 million people.
There are plenty of people.
They come right down with us enforcing our laws. You see them building something illegally, you have rights to go in there and do something.
Because if I start some construction on my house in Jippenham and the fella drive past, he wanna know where them 7 numbers or them 9 numbers I supposed to have out there posted showing up with my permit number is, correct?
Okay.
Okay. I hear you.
Now you see what I'm saying?
No, I understand
so
what you're saying.
Them go on the government land, which is not their land, and they bill on it and they say that's the norm of the day.
I hear that. I hear you loud and clear.
So unless we start and put some people in power who could enforce these laws, that would stop the flow of illegal immigrants. You had a boat just coming yesterday, about 200-something.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. I mean,
man.
Okay.
He's bringing over 200 all of them.
Oh, boy.
Fine, comes coming here.
That's not good.
But anyhow.
Thanks for calling. I so appreciate the call. Thank you very much. All right. I got a couple of texts here. Do you think Bahamian women have babies in the U.S. because they just happen to be there before they deliver? Good, that's a good point. The Haitian guy from Abaco in his viral video says that they have a plan and dumb Bahamians just making noise. He said their children are the smartest and will take over the important jobs. Now they have to buy Pampers, Poplum, baby milk, etc. Now I know who's the smartest because when I see the Magnum Cum Laude's and the top students, they got Bahamian name or they have a different name. They're different. Some of them be the Indian name, some of them be, but mostly Bahamians. Another one. The so-called arrogant, wild, and all-for-me baby PLP government has become a real disappointment to many voters. General elections should be tomorrow. Trust me, most of them would be gone. Fortunately or unfortunately, however side you on, we have to wait another 2.5 years. Before there's a general election. So In the meantime, we have to wish our government best and hope that they get certain things done correctly and they get things moving in the right direction, because while you may or may not support them, you still have to want them to do well. You still have to want, because it is our country. Whether I PLP or FNM, whether I support the PLP or not, I still need them to do well. I'll reward them when the election time come, or not reward them when the election time come. But in the meantime, I need them to do well, because I have to live here. My children have to live here. My one good grandson have to live here. So I would need them to do well. I would not wish for a crop failure. I would wish for success. But the noise out there in the market, we can leave that right there. It louder and louder every day, every single day. So that would be a very big concern that I would have in reflection issue on what's going on in our country here. Another text is saying, afternoon, sir. First time texter. Thank you. If the MP for Angleston respectfully drives through the streets of Angleston to go to her office for years, can she not see the deteriorated and deplorable state we're in, especially the immigration problem, the gangs of boys and girls of all ages, the gun-toting teens, the predatory adults, even the Bahamian Ryan churches refuse to reach out? You can count us on one hand around here, as opposed to our apparently significant other. Also, how is it that Chinese restaurants and bars hire no less than 40% Haitian and 3% Bahamians, 57 being Chinese? I heard a story one day that immigration went on a raid and picked up, don't quote me on the number, 21, a bunch of Chinese. And once they checked it, most of them, like 95% of them, were citizens of this country. Couple was permanent residents, and couple had work permit. You know, but I keep wondering where they grow up. But a lot of times I understand, and I could be wrong, that they have kids and they send them off to school and they come back when they're of age. I don't know how true that story is. Like I said, I heard it. So don't go say Pearlie say this happened. They say Pearlie was talking when story. All right. Don't say Pearlie say this happened, because it may not be true. And then I don't get in trouble say I say something to them. But that was a long time ago, many, many moons ago. We're gonna take our last break. When we come back, we'll wrap up. We'll have a conversation before the 4 o'clock hours, but we'll take a break right now. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 Z Live, with your boy Pearlie holding on for Chivago. We'll be right back.
Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, just let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
We go everywhere. Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back-to-school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, school neckties, PE shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-77.
Buell Hello, gal. Can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I ain't mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
And we're back. This has been quite interesting, quite a very interesting day. Texter says here, call me Pearline. Pearly, P-E-A-R-L-Y, Pearly. Some Bahamians need to wake up and pull their bootstraps up and get the work done. They complain, but they will do well to copy the Haitian work ethics, especially when it is working in the hot sun. They are very selective when it comes to the work they do. Because we big time. We big time. So we ain't taking a little bit of salary. We want that big money. So when we do that, that is be the issue there. So we big time. One more text here. Let me see. Oh, Lord. The phone turned closed. I think they said too fast to shut down. Let me see this. Where you at, lady? I believe this person really listened to me. So I can read the texts because they paying attention to what I'm saying. So the last text they still is, now they have to buy Pampers. And so they said, and still no gang load of Chinese children in schools or in the workplace. And then because I bring up the $10, so how far will the $10 go now? Point. Well, you know, they got some little inexpensive Pampers too, you know. Was really happy to listen to the young people on the Corporate Exposure Show. How do we make it attractive for them to come back home? And that's a topic I want to have one day soon. Because we talked about a brain drain. And when I listen, you know, my kids are on there. My baby is 27. My oldest is 33. So I got three kids in there. And when I sit down, I like to sit down with pops or whatever and have a conversation and see where their head is. And a lot of our young people, when they go off to the States or Canada, they ain't coming home. And when you listen, even today, you hear there's a Bahamian working at the Atlanta airport. We got to get that person to come home to work in LPIA and maybe bring that expertise and expand LPIA. We got kids. They got a young lady running the trauma unit for kids in Alabama, doctors in Ohio. We got doctors in New York, in Miami, in Atlanta, all over. Bahamians that we should figure out a way to get them to come back home and help build our country. We spoke about this before. It isn't as easy as you think it is because if I come here and you can pay me $130,000 a year and I could go to Atlanta and make $130,000 a year, what do you think I can? Because I want the best of life. I want the good things. I want to be able to provide for my family. I want to be able to live in luxury. I want to be able to go on vacations. I want to be able to go on cruises. So if I can get there and make that kind of money, then I can do that. So we got to figure out how to close that gap. I can't say that we could pay them the same money that you could make in the States. No. So we got to figure a way to close that gap. If not, we ain't going to be no Bahamians here. And then this issue of immigration is going to be worse off than you think it is. All right? And we talk about their worth, our visitors or the people coming into our country, worth ethics, because we did that. We ain't want to cut the grass. So we go get the Asian man to come cut the grass. Get daddy come cut the grass.
Right, we ain't want to do the landscaping. Now we're trying as a people to form landscaping companies, but who we hiring? Because you guys got to behave in the car it was today. I seriously thought about walking from home here to the station today just to get the exercise in. When I walk outside, feel that sun, I say, H no. I run back inside, cool off, and then jump in the car and come here. So, and I know that's a good example to put out there, but the bottom line is, so we caused this. We, behemoths, not the government, not Prime Minister Davis or Prime Minister Christie or Prime Minister Minnis or Prime Minister Ingram or Prime Minister Penland. No. They may have been a part of it and didn't do certain things to help stop it, but we lock up the nation, but don't touch mine. What you mean don't touch mine? You got a legal poison and you don't touch your. I follow the rules when it comes to stuff like that. I had a housekeeper for my kids, and I put in and I did what I was supposed to do and renew that every year. Renewed it, I did it right because I didn't want nobody coming to my house and shaming me. Or I said they go out and picking them, so I did what I had to do. Why can't everybody else do what they have to do when it comes to stuff like that? I'm perfect now. Because somebody might call and say, well, I know some things you didn't do right. Yeah, okay, fine. But that's we, the Bahamian people, not in a violent way, you know. Because when I hear some other people jumping up there and certain man standing there with big gun and stuff like that, I have a problem with that. Because that's inciting violence. I'm a peaceful dude. And I believe in doing things peacefully. The only violence I like is when my Miami Dolphins crushing some people. That's the only violence I like to see. Pearly, the workforce will collapse. No Haitians, a lot of companies will go under. Probably right. I have not tried when I don't hear Creole. Let me rephrase that. I have not traveled anywhere on this island of New Providence and not heard Creole. Everywhere. I don't know, because I moved back in Chippenham, I hear more of it. And then that too, when you look at Chippenham, my good friend Lachi Roll, who from the Grove, used to tease me and say, see, you know, light-skinned people live in Chippenham. When you make up a dollars from Baintown and you're light-skinned, the light-skinned babies move in Chippenham. That's the bougie fellas who try in middle class. Ain't like that no more. Ain't like that no more. So I've seen a lot of changes in areas where we grew up and all that. Because we're moving up, we're packing up, we're moving out east, we're moving out west. And then we're renting it to anybody. We're not being selective who we rent our houses to. When my pops passed 5 years ago, I got a phone. Oh, but you can know the house. I got some people who want to rent it. I said, like, who? And then they were foreigners. I'm like, man, they legal? I mean, it worked out that the woman put me on. I had to come move there. But the bottom line is, we just rent it to anybody, and we have to look out from whom we're renting it to. We have to be selective. We cannot contribute to the problem. Because we won't make the money. We cannot come and say, okay, I can rent to you. But don't, just sneak in and sneak. No, we contributing to the problem. Because we're giving them a place to stay. We're doing it so, and we won't blame the government for it all. I'm a firm believer it's not all the government has to do everything. I don't care who in power. I'm a firm believer that we, you know, something John F. Kennedy said back in the day, do not ask what your country could do for you, but ask what you could do for your country, or something like that. I could be, basically that's what he said. I'm a historian, and I pick up these things. Sports number one, though, yeah. But don't ask what the government could do for you, what you could do to help the government make things better. When we do our part, it makes the government, takes the pressure of the government on that issue, they can deal with other things. I can say some things what I feel about the government, but I ain't gonna say that because that ain't my place today. I'm trying to be balanced. I don't want to go and tell me I'm being balanced. But I'm trying to say is we have to do our part. We have to step up our game. We have to move forward in our way, and we have to help stop what's going on. If we're gonna hire them, and I heard a young man cry out and says he can make, and I can't forget, he's a skilled worker. So I can't remember, he said he's a carpenter or mason or whatever, but forgive me for that. $150 a day. That's what he used to make, $150, $200 a day as a skilled worker. When he go on the job, he said, the man said, I can give you $100 a day. He said, no. He said, man, take $100 because I give the Haitian brother $80. So now we undercutting our skilled workers. I want to make more money as the contractor. I want to have the fancy car, but I don't want to see you happy. I believe that's why God, he never allowed me to be no contractor. Because I as a man, I ain't going to make no money because I won't pay everybody well. My father always said, if you don't want somebody that's robbed from you, steal from you, and not necessarily thief your money from work, you know, but robbed from you, not giving you hours, robbed from you, not doing what they're supposed to do in the work, pay them well, pay them what they deserve. Don't try to take it all for yourself. Like when he's growing up, he's thinking, say, God, in please. Don't try to take it all for yourself. Open your eyes, open your ears, and help people. So if anything you take from this show today, anything you take from what I say in this show today, whether you take it as good or bad, whether you talk bad with me afterwards or not, okay, fine. We have to help stop this problem. We have to do our part to help the government make things right. Yeah, we got to put pressure on the government when they act wrong. And Minister, I love you to death. You know, you're not Inagro roots, but you're wrong on this one, my brother. You're wrong on this one. And your explanation of irregularities ain't good enough, bro. Come on, man. I'm trying to support you. I'm trying to push you. Come and tell us what's going down so we can understand. You're resigning anyway, so might as well tell us what the real story is. And Keith knows I love him to death, so. So like I say, as we close for the day, oh, one more text. I hope this person ain't around me now. It's the people, Pearly. They need to wake up and stop their nonsense. You can buy some, and that's so sad. Correct. Exactly, sir. Landlords were responsible for becoming slumlords. They then expect the inside of their properties and buildings years later after the behemoth's element suffers drastically. They have no intentions of integration on any level. We have to do our part, people. We have to do our part to stop this thing. Day two went well. We got two more days. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank all my texters. I want to thank all my callers, especially the sponsors who are making this happy. And a special thank you to you, Chicago, for giving me this opportunity. Great time. This has been Z Live on Guardian Radio. Be safe. If you cannot be safe, at least be careful. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. And have a good day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.